This election was a bit of a mixed bag for state and national libertarians. The party's small government, less spending message really took the country by storm over the last year, thanks in large part to the Tea Party movement.
It started as a libertarian movement, but the Republican candidates ended up being people that ended up getting supported.
Pat Dixon is chair of the Libertarian Party of Texas. He gives Republicans credit for co-opting the Tea Party's libertarian message and getting the votes. And because gubernatorial candidate Kathy Glass claimed 2% of the vote, the party is guaranteed a slot on the ballot through 2014, which gives them plenty of time to bring the Tea Party back to what Dixon considers are its roots.
We're recruiting a lot more candidates. We're putting more candidates on the ballot. Additionally, we're engaged in a professional marketing campaign trying to reach out to many independent voters who really do believe in libertarianism but continue to vote for Republicans and Democrats.
This year, the libertarians were joined on the ballot by the Green Party. The party hasn't had a slot on the ballot since 2002. It took 90,000 signatures and winning a court challenge to make it back. Christine Marchetti is co-chair of the Texas Green Party.
Our candidates didn't even know if they'd be on the ballot until July 2nd. So if you can imagine, that puts us way behind. The major parties had primary elections in March.
The Greens ran a handful of candidates, including Deb Shafto for governor. She got less than 0.4%. But the group's candidate for comptroller, a race Democrats didn't run in, got 6%, which means the party automatically qualifies for the 2012 ballot.
We have, from now until then, to be recruiting candidates who will know they will be on the ballot. They can spend a lot of time thinking about how to run their campaigns, and that's exciting.
So how will this four-party system affect the 2012 election? In general, libertarians take votes away from Republican candidates. So then Greens should siphon off votes from Democrats, right? Maybe not. First, the Green Party doesn't have nearly the organization or name ID that libertarians do in Texas. And second, as SMU political scientist Cal Gilson puts it, the party's liberal tendencies don't exactly resonate in Texas.
Texas is not that friendly ideologically for the Green Party because they're often seen as tree huggers and Birkenstocks. And so I think that Texas looks at them askance.
Texas libertarian Pat Dixon knows his party has played spoiler in several elections, but he doesn't view ballot access in terms of votes taken from Democrats or Republicans.
The fact that the Green Party also qualified, I think, is a good thing because voters deserve choice, and to restrict choice to two parties, that just is not what voters deserve.
Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.